Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Di, and I am with another show on Sunday evening. You mean there's a law that says he has to be attracted to me? Di, I'm glad you're here. I know you're with your little grandbaby, and we're just chatting about her and how much fun she is and everything. Anyway, let me ask you a question, because we're going to talk about questions tonight, some of the best questions that that about dates and mates that I get. And I know you get them, too, because of what you do. What is the question with Lila? What's the best question that you've got? When is are you going to have any more grandbabies? Do you feel like you will?
I think I will. I think I'll have at least one more. That's what I think.
I think so too. I think it's you got a little girl, so you have a little brother. She'll have a little brother to match that. So yeah, I do. I really do. Yeah, I do. So I know that you got a close knit family there, and you guys had a lot of fun together. So let me ask you a question. What do you think one of the questions that I get the most, or you get, because I know you do a lot of coaching and spiritual work with, you know, helping people transfer. Well, I'll let you share how you do that. But anyway, so, you know, you do it with me and Angel Coaches, and I know you do a lot with your books and talking and coaching people that way as well. But what do you think one of the biggest questions that I get or you get, what is that, do you feel?
And it's either does he like me or why isn't he calling?
Yeah.
True.
Does he like me? Yeah.
Does he like me?
Yeah. Okay. We'll go with the date.
Right.
Yeah. Why isn't he calling me? Believe it or not, people will, so I'm going to, I'll answer that question with a couple of stories because I think they hit home when you use a story. You're right. Does he like me or is he going to call? Here's what I get. People will give me this long roundabout story, right, about the guy. But I will give you this situation in the past two days, okay? And this will answer this. This is the biggest question. I have a young woman. Well, she's actually not really young. She says, Tree, I haven't seen him. Is he going to call me back? And does he care about me? Now, does he care about her? Yes, he does. And will he call her back? You bet. But this is someone that has asked me this question on numerous occasions with numerous men, okay, or different men. And and if she's listening now, that's not you I'm talking about. This is somebody totally different. But so the question is not the guy, right? The question is her, okay? So she's asking me, he slept with a guy right off the bat, and we'll talk about that too as well. How does that affect your outcome? Or does it affect your outcome? The biggest question I get is, will he call me again? And get out on their first date. I have another one that she slept with her guy, and she's not sure if he'll call her again. So is it sleeping with somebody right away? I think that is a bit of a can cause a bit of a challenge there. What do you think? You know, because they never asked me. This one of them did ask me, should I sleep with him? When I get drunk, I get really bad. She's a character. I love her. She's a good person. But what do you feel? Does that make a difference when they sleep with him right away? You know?
I think it kind of depends on the situation. I mean, I think there's people who, you know, together and the chemistry is great and something leads to another and they sleep with each other on the first date, but they stay together, you know. And then, of course, there's a lot of other people that sleep with the guy on the first date and then wish they hadn't because they never hear from the guy again, and basically the guy figured, hey, you know, it was free stuff. It was a booty call, you know. So I think that is just totally dependent on each of the individuals. But I think, you know, a lot of times women have wished that they hadn't jumped right in, and same with men. I'm sure there's a lot of men also that think, you know, I wish I wouldn't have slept with this woman right away because I not that crazy about her now, since she thinks that we're a couple, you know. So I think that always kind of muddies up the waters when you don't really have that much of a friendship yet. You don't know each other well enough, and it's a little too soon.
Right.
So, you know, it just depends.
With the exception of a couple of situations, and I've been doing this for a long time, here is a good rule of thumb, all right? And that way you'll save you a few dollars getting a reading from a clairvoyant or a psychic, whatever you do it, or a coach. That's what we call ourselves. let me put it like this. If you sleep with a guy and it's your first date and you sleep with a guy right away and he doesn't text you if you've made his home okay and he doesn't text you the next morning, probably won't hear from him. Okay?
Right.
Why is that? And ladies, it's not always, but it, 9 times out of 10, that's the case, okay? I have one client that she's, you know, that doesn't work the same with her, but there, it's a different situation. A couple clients like that. Why does it work like that? Well, because first of all, his head is in a different space. He's not into a relationship or he's not into you. He's not just not that into you, right? Remember that movie I saw that the other day? It was a great movie. And then he was looking just for a moment, not a relationship. So that's usually what I see with a guy. Men like to hunt. They like to chase. And if you give in too easy, there's no judgment here. You know what I mean? Just telling you because I've talked to both guys, girls and men and women of all different ages. So that's what I get. Believe it or not, if a man is older and he can sleep with a woman right away, when I say older, maybe between 35 and 45, he is a little bit more harsh on that woman than, let's say, a guy between the ages of 18 to 30, okay? He's going to be a little bit easier, mm-hmm. more understanding, and not be as judgmental, okay? Believe it or not. Because you think the man with more experience will understand, he doesn't. He is more firm, or maybe he's a bitter Bob, or a bitter, you know, the woman is a bitter Betty, whatever you want to say. So that's something, that's the most common question I get, will he call me? And if he doesn't, if you didn't sleep with him, right, so there's not as much there, right? You don't feel as much, not that you don't feel as much, but it's a little easier if he doesn't call you because you haven't given as much as for your much of yourself as you did having sex. Because I want to ask you this question. Women will ask me, did he enjoy the sex? Did he like the sex? Did it come? And they're really wanting to know, did it come from his heart? And because she's usually feeling it in her heart and her soul. What's your thoughts on that too as well? Because I'm going to give you how I answer that. And every situation is different, but there's a rule of thumb here. But what do you feel, Di? Because I know you and I have talked about that and had situations and all that kind of stuff. I probably lost Di, and so I have to reconnect her. So let me put it like this: if you're wondering if your guy's going to call you, okay, and if he, you know, and you haven't had sex with him, chances are you're going to be able to feel the energy. And did you guys click? Yeah, you know, if you feel it went smooth, and you're wondering if it went smooth. And you can feel the conversation flow, then you guys were both a little bit nervous, and I've seen a little bit nervous on both men and women, you know, then he's going to call you, okay? Or you can call him, right? If you don't get sex involved on the first date, okay? So that's what I see. If you're wondering if he's going to call you because you really liked him, he's probably feeling the same thing and said, hey, I can't wait to call her. So anyway, you guys hold on a second. Let me get Di because I lost her and that stinks. So hold on 1 second. Okay, you're on the line now. So my question to you is when men and women, they don't involve sex and the woman wants to know if he's going to call. And I get the women call me more about that than the men. And although men will ask it different, and that's the next question we'll go over, when women call me and say, okay, Willie, call again, and I'm looking at the energy of the woman and the date, or the man and the date, if you can mm-hmm. feel that it went smooth and it flowed easy and the conversation was good and you both were interested, yeah, he'll probably call you again. Or if you get that, you know, that kiss, will he kiss me? Or I get them call me, will he kiss me tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe it?
Right.
You know, so if it's flowing and you can feel that chemistry there, and you know, you guys know how that chemistry feels, and if you can't, if you don't know how it feels, then it's been a long time and it's time for you to go out on a date or get your husband or wife.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, so, and that's what I see there. And he's going to, I tell you something right now, men are better about sizing women up in the first 30 seconds than women are, because what they're doing is they're doing the hard thing. And men are like, oh, my gosh, she looks beautiful. She looks this, this, and this. And I will give you another detail that I get a lot of times. Men will look at how a woman is dressed and how she eats. Women do not look at that as much. They're looking about how they feel.
Really?
Isn't that
I would have thought. I would have thought women looked at that. So it's mostly men that look at that.
That's right. That's it. Can you believe it?
How that is funny. That is kind of funny, because I mean, I know a lot of women who would comment on stuff like, "Don't." It seems like men care more about, you know, her body.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Her body type. Right. Right. Exactly.
Right. Uh-huh. But they're looking at the body, and if they're going out to dinner, they're watching how you eat. Believe it or not,
yeah.
And. Is that not funny, you know? I'll give you an example of this. Not too long ago, someone called me, and I said, I'm looking, and I go, he's thinking about how you eat. And she goes, and she's laughing. She goes, you know what happened? She goes, I've been to the dentist, and I kept putting my napkin over my mouth. I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, and I go, where was his napkin? She goes, on his lap. And I said, men notice those details, right, where we're thinking, oh, my gosh, he's good-looking. You know, he's absolutely amazing with him and those kind of things. So that is something that men notice, the differences of men and women, okay? Also, ladies, just to let you know, the one man's going to watch what you drink and how much you drink.
Right. And I always watch that, too, with men.
I let me tell you what I've noticed about you, Di, is that you have a balance of both the male and the female energy, as we all do, but you're super logical as well as being a super, super woman, girly, whatever you want to call it, you know. But I need to tell you what, I watch how much a man drinks. I also watch and see if he's looking at other women, you know, too, while he's on a date with me. It doesn't bother me if he does, because it usually means that he is pretty open. And that's something that you want to look at, too, is does he look at another woman while he's out with you? Well, I don't want him to look at another woman. Well, you know what? If he thinks a woman is attractive, then pretty much he's not, you know, he's not hiding it. He's being transparent, and that's what we are looking for in a date, you know, in everything. So those are a couple dating questions. What kind of question do you think, when you were dating, I know you and John are living together and have a life together, but what was the question that you had that you, and you were a little different than most women, so, but you're still, you know, so what
John would love to hear you say that.
Oh, I hear you. So, but what would be a question that you had? Because I was trying to think of one that you had. I remember one too as well. Very typical, but okay. Do we have a past life together? Right, that's a big one. I always get.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And what do you feel about that? Because you've done a lot of research on that yourself and had a lot of past life dreams with people, not only men, but you know, people in your life, family members, and I know your mom did a big work on that. But that's one of the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a past life together? And then they want to get all romantic about it. Well, yeah, you did. He divorced you last lifetime, or you divorced him. I'm just kidding.
I know. It's like, I don't know what kind of a past life. Yeah. What kind of karma, you know, what kind of karma did it have with the women, you know, because that obviously is going to affect your relationship, you know. Yeah. So that's definitely, certainly, definitely one of my questions. I don't know if other women ask that, but that's always one of mine. If they have that kind of twin flame thing going with another woman, then you think, well, that's not going to really be, you know, the great love relationship for me, because he's got it with somebody else. So yes, that's, you know, one of my questions. You know, what I asked you about John, and I'm not just saying I can't, because he's sitting right here.
Yeah, well, I will tell you this. You asked me about the karma, and most people will phrase it like, what is our past life? If they believe in past into it, they go, well, what is our past life together? Were we a great love? And I get that a great deal of time. And so I'm going to go back to our book. It's Karmic Relationships, Soulmate Relationships, Companion Soulmate, and also Twin Flame, Twin Souls. very rarely do I see a twin flame, twin soul, because you have to be pretty, you have to be an evolved soul to have that relationship in one lifetime. And it doesn't mean that you're not evolved. It's just that you guys have a soul agreement to come back at the same time. So, so usually what, I'm going to be honest with you, I will see the soul agreement. Let me give you an example. I have a girl that, let me use the guy first, and I'll use both a man and a woman. The guy was had helped his fiance in a past life, and he did it much as a doctor does to a student. And she wanted to repay the karma, you know, balance the karma out and help him with this lifetime. Because he had helped her in so much, you know, saved her and all that. And we did a past life regression with her, and she remembered it and that kind of thing. And he was her doctor, and he sacrificed his own self to save her, okay? So, you know, in this lifetime, she came back to be his mate and to help him build his business. And he is he's not a doctor, but he's in, like, something like a social worker, I'll put it like that. And she's a school teacher, and they have a great lifetime, you know, where she's agreed to help him and help put him through school, and you know, and then he turned around and helped her. So it's a more of a balancing this lifetime, balancing the karma where they help each other, and they both bring a lot to the table. Great relationship, great, amazing, amazing connection. They're married and have a couple of kids, you know what I mean? But it didn't start out like that, right? Because he felt like, and she felt like that one was giving more than the other. And when I helped them with, well, they helped themselves, they just helped them do a past life regression and a lot of work, they figured out their connection and moved that, you know, and were able to move ahead with it. So, you know, sometimes you look at it as a past life, but there's another way of saying, okay, what's my soul agreement with this person? And if you get that, then you don't spend a lot of time, you know, a lot of time, like, fighting something that's meant to be, okay? So those are a couple of things there. Let's talk about marriages. Those are fun, right? I get husband and wife. And the biggest question, of course, everybody knows this one, is he cheating? Or is she cheating on me?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's the biggest. Totally. They're not married. I think that's one of the biggest questions. Is he cheating? Is he cheating? Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, they are thinking that. In the, you know, both men and women, whether they're dating and they have an exclusive relationship or commitment or whatever, or they're married and they have a commitment, obviously. So I always answer it like this. Usually the squeaky wheel gets the grease. So if you're thinking your mate is cheating, why are you thinking that? If you know him or her well, you're going to understand that they're probably not cheating, okay? So if they are cheating, you know, that means there's some kind of fracture. If they're not cheating and you're thinking it, that means there's some kind of fracture in the relationship that needs attention. You know what I mean? Whether it's time to leave or time to work on it, whatever that means. So, you know, and I feel, and you and I differ on this, I think a little bit, I think cheating is a symptom where you think cheating is the problem. I think it's more of a symptom. The problem is not communication, lack of trust, whatever that may be. So what do you feel about cheating? And, you know, when,
I think it's definitely, I mean, it's both a symptom and a problem. You know, it's usually a symptom of either somebody's low self-esteem or it's a symptom of their unhappiness with their partner, you know. And sometimes that is due to their partner being unattentive or, you know, they're, you know, just ignoring them or whatever, not making them feel good. Excuse me.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of times it's a symptom of the person's low self-esteem. And so they're going outside of the relationship to find somebody else to tell them how wonderful they are. So I think it's both, I think there's habitual cheaters. And I think they're in, you know, there's people in relationships where there really is nothing wrong with that relationship to a cheater. And they're just going to cheat on whoever they're with. And that is a symptom of their problem with their self-esteem or their ego, but yet it's definitely going to be a problem within all of their relationships. So I think it's both. Yeah, I think it's both.
Okay. Well, usually what I see with cheaters, if somebody's cheating and it's their first time, here's what's going on. They are feeling like that the relationship is not important to them or to the other person or both. It's really both. So it's like a mirror. You guys are mirroring each other. Let me give you an example of that. I have a lady that called me the other day. She's been a client of mine for a couple of years now, got married about a year ago, and she's telling me how miserable she is because her husband doesn't do enough, okay? He's not pursuing a career. They need to have a baby, and she's this age. And I looked at her. I said, do you think he's happy? And she goes, well, I asked him. I go, really? Well, you're bitching, and you're bitter Betty. Sorry, I didn't say that, you know? I go, really, do you think he's happy? Because he's not going to say, no, I'm not happy, because then it's going to open up a whole new door. When I'm seeing him, he just wants to be left alone and do this on it at his own pace. And she stopped, uh-huh. And I said, she goes, is he miserable? I go, you bet he is. I said, I promise you, you're so self-absorbed in your own stuff, you're missing it with him. So if your mate is not cheating, or you're wondering if they're cheating, I promise you this. I'm not saying they are. That, you know, what's going on is they're not happy either. Okay, and they're just in a relationship. Most of the time, you guys are both suffering from the same kind of thing in your relationship, and it can be different, you know, and you know, this kind of thing. So you have a habitual cheater, as you're talking about, and I get that a lot too as well. But they're following the cycle, and usually they got that from seeing somebody cheat when they were younger, much younger, you know, maybe their parents. Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. saying, you know, or they saw the parents, you know, not showing up for each other and just, you know, living in a house but not like roommates. So mm-hmm. something that, you know, you look at too as well. So what's the solution on that one? Well, my dad told me this. He says, never lie. Never hide, always be transparent in your relationship. And if we're always transparent, remembering the only thing that really is real, who we all are, is love, then that's the key right there. The other thing, too, is to remember that your relationship, if you're looking for that person to build you up, to give you energy, to feed off your energy and you feed off his or hers, doesn't work like that. Really, the focus should be yourself and finding that higher power within you. And therefore, then helping your guy, your girl, be the best they can be with the higher power inside them, you know, and they're helping you. But you guys are looking for each other, at each other, to build yourself up. And because he's going to fail, you're going to fail, and you're going to drop the ball, he's going to drop the ball. But if you always keep looking ahead at your higher self, your higher power, it really does work out. And never, ever forget that ask what the soul agreement, what the karma is between you two, if there is karma, you know, and get a book. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a great book out there with the soulmates and the twin flame and the karmic soulmates and the companion soulmates. It really will help you, you know, too. Because if you're feeling super attracted to that dude, you're like, okay, our girl, why am I feeling so attracted to them? Most of the time, most of the time, ask me 90 days from now. It's a karma thing, mm-hmm. you know, not all the time, but a lot of times, you know, too, as well. So mm-hmm. let's talk, and you remember this, if you're constantly calling, I mean, have you ever seen women and men constantly call you for something, Di, in your own coaching that you do? And, you know, I know for me, they call me, is he thinking about me? Is he, what's he thinking? Does he want to be with me? Does she want to be with me? How do you feel about that? How would you answer that? Because that's a question I get quite a bit, you know, so...
the clinginess, though, I mean, they're the people who are constantly calling, like, the partner, that's a direct turnoff. Is that what you're talking about, calling, like, you or me? I'm sorry.
I know you've had friends and you've had people that you coach, they're calling you, and they,
right.
Is he going to call me? Why has he called me yet? What's he doing? Is he out with somebody else, right, you know? And,
right,
and remember
right.
what I said, you know, a lot of times it's that he's out with someone else or she's out with somebody else. They're feeling your need to engulf them and for them to call
right.
you, you know.
Right, that's it. They feel that you're neediest, you know. You're not
yeah.
you're not thinking about anything but them. And I think they feel that energy. It's just like a snake, or, you know, around their neck. I mean, it's just like they can feel that you're needy and it pushes them away, you know. And whereas
that's true.
You keep doing your own thing and you think, oh, I'll hear from them when I hear from them, they also can sense that, you know. They can sense that you're not. It's just like when people break up. When people break up, usually one partner is still reaching for the other partner because they feel that partner's moved on. And then when that partner who is reaching turns around and says, okay, I got another life, and they stop reaching,
very often that other partner will turn back around and start reaching back because they feel that person is no longer clinging to them, and they wanted that. You know, they liked being reached for. And so it's the same thing when you're just getting to know someone. You know, we all feel everybody's energy, even if we don't think we feel it. And you can feel that person's clingy energy, that neediness, even if they're not calling you. But if they're calling 100 other people talking about you, saying, when will he call, when will he call, I think they feel that too, you know.
I'm going to tell you right now how true that is, and you get it, okay, because, you know, I tell people he can feel your energy, she can feel your energy, and let me explain how that works, okay, because when I'm on the phone with you, man, I can feel your energy, and I know that that's what I do, you know, because I'm, you know, clairvoyant and psychic, and I know that's what a lot of us do because we are. But that guy or that girl is feeling that energy like you wouldn't believe. When you met him or her the first time and you guys were clicked, did you not feel his energy or did you feel her energy? Of course you did. That's the reason why you knew it was a good date, okay?
Right, exactly.
Okay, yeah. And let me explain how that works. Have you ever walked into a party and it felt great? The people were laughing and joking and the energy felt amazing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to a funeral. We've all been to funerals or a memorial service or whatever. You walk in, it's very somber, very quiet, very sad a lot of times. Mm-hmm. You know, I hate when they say, oh, it's a celebration of life. Listen, I'll celebrate later, but I'm sad today.
Right.
But, you know.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, they're feeling that energy of, you know, of loss, okay? And, you know, we can get metaphysical and say, oh, about loss, but it is a different energy. So if you're feeling that and you can feel that with, you know, when in these two situations, I promise you that guy, that girl that you're consumed with, that you are stalking on Facebook, Di's written a lot of books about that, or you're stalking his family on Facebook can feel it, okay? And he doesn't understand or she doesn't understand what it feels like. Well, let me tell you what they do understand. They understand what feels good and what doesn't feel good. So when they think of you, they think of you being, you know, and it doesn't feel good to them. I'm just saying that, and I want you guys to know that without a shadow of a doubt. And I see it all the time, and I go, what do you think he's feeling? What do you think she's feeling? Oh, I don't know. They're not feeling anything about me. Really? They are. So what kind of energy are you sharing with them? You know, so that's something to be so super conscious of, you guys, who are listening now or are going to listen to it later. And, Di, you and I have talked about that on many different occasions, you know. Now, on that same thing, if you're wondering if this relationship, should you cheat on this relationship, should you go out on this relationship, he or her that is your mate or that is your boyfriend or girlfriend, they can feel that too as well. So what is it? I mean, they can feel if you're thinking about dating somebody else or cheating on your spouse or whatever. I mean, and it may not show up like she's cheating on me or he's going to cheat on me or they're thinking about it, another man or a woman. But when they think about you, let's say, and you guys had a great night together or you had a great day together, and you pop in his head or her head, then it feels amazing, okay? But if you've had an argument and you're thinking about flirting with another guy or girl, I promise you, you're going to get it. So what do? You really work on your thoughts and try to keep them high. And if you messed up, that's okay. You got the next moment to try again. That's the best thing about thoughts and moments in time, you know.
So, right. Okay, you know. I think, and I know you and I have talked about this a lot, you feel another woman's energy around your man. You know, you feel, even if it's just platonic, you can feel that there is another woman there, you know. And so, like, people who think, oh, you know, no harm done, you know, I'm just going to have lunch with my guy friend or whatever. Your man can feel that other male energy around you, and he may not know why he's feeling threatened, but I totally, absolutely believe that we can feel that, you know. And I think some people are more sensitive to it than others, but I think that's so true. You know, with people who say they're not sensitive or they're not intuitive, suddenly they're feeling threatened, and guess what? You know, their girlfriend is talking to an old flame or whatever, you know. They don't know it, but they suddenly feel a little off balance with her, and they're thinking, wow, did I do something wrong, or, you know, blah, 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 and that's why. And so, and you and I have talked about that a lot, like, you feel, you know, another woman, I feel another woman's presence around John, you know, and so it's like, okay, I know this is not, you know, romantic or whatever, but you feel, it makes you kind of thrown. It makes you feel off balance. It just feels like something, you're being threatened, you know. So
right.
Everything we do, you know, whether we're talking to our mate or not, everything we do, they can be affected by, or they can feel. And if we're, you know, the clinging vine and we're just going, oh, my God, what are you going to call? What are you going to call? You know, and that's all we're obsessing on. It's like you can feel our thought energy is just obsessed with them, and they're not going to call.
Listen, you're so right on about that. You're right. You are mm-hmm. right on. What were you going to say? I'm sorry, because that was a good message.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a turn-off, and they don't even know why they're turned off. It's like, oh, yeah, I'll get to it. They can feel. They feel that you're reaching, and almost invading their space with your energy trying to invade their space.
Amen to that. You're so right on about it. Listen, you know, we had one of James, he's called in the show a few times, but in with his comments, but he made a comment, I agree with you, James. He said, if you sleep with somebody right away, and it shows the longer you wait, the more self-respect you have for yourself. And then you get to know the person for who he or she is, I think that's what he's saying, and really decide if you want to sleep with that person. And you're so right if you want to take it to the next step rather than jumping in the – and I agree with you. I agree with you, James. I agree with you, Di, because I would rather wait myself. Not that – if you don't wait, it's not. I'm not judging you if you do or you don't. But I'm going to tell you something right now. He's right, and Di, you and I are right about that too as well. If you wait – and it gives you a chance to get to know that person better. And sometimes you ask, I've been married. I talked to a couple the other day that have been married for 10 years. If I had known what I was getting into, I would have taken a second look. I was like, okay, they got some real stuff going on there, you know. But get to know someone. I think that's the best thing to do. And, you know, and you're so right about some of the things that you shared tonight, too, as well. Thank you for being so open, Di. I appreciate it. And thanks for the comments from the people. That was the best one there about getting to know someone and self-respect. It's really what it's about. And,
right.
And when you get to know someone, you know, sometimes it gives you a chance to say, this is a person I'd like to spend another moment with, or this person is not for me. Maybe for somebody else, but not for me. You know what I mean? And there's no
mm-hmm.
rush here. And remember, if you've slept with them and they don't call you or text you, make sure you got home okay, or the next morning, probably not going to call you again. Just to let you know.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Probably trying to move on.
Yeah.
Maybe think about it next time you jump in bed.
Yeah, that's funny. Anyway, all right. So thank you guys for listening to our show tonight. We appreciate it so very much. Di's got some good stuff there. And you guys get our book. You can go and look it up under my name, Tari Abbott or Diane Bucci, and it's spelled like Bucci except with a B. So anyway, and the name of the book is You Mean There's a Law That Says He Has to Be Attracted to Me. Or you can go on the website, my website, and find it there too as well. It's a great book. And it's given a lot. We've got a lot of cool stories in there. Right? Remember writing that book, Di? You know, in stitches left. So anyway, it's all good. We've got another show on Tuesday, and we've got a special on plan, so you don't want to miss it. And let's see what else we can say. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/angelcoaches. Di, what's the other two books that you got going on? Because I like the Facebook one. I think that's probably the best one, and it really addresses stalking. But in a humorous way. That's all good.
That's fine. We talk about stalking. It's not stalking. Really.
Yeah, right.
The greatest passive aggressive weapon ever. Yes, that's the truth. It's people who are so hung up on you know what their friends are posting, you know, and they're getting their feelings hurt all the time, and they're you know, and people who are very passive aggressive with social media, you know, they won't be
right.
direct with you, but they'll do things online and to let you know what they're doing or how they're feeling or if you're still in their life or not.
That's it.
You know, yeah. So, but that's, you know, that's another self-esteem problem. I mean, it always comes back to your self-worth, your self-esteem and your own ego and how comfortable you feel in your own skin and how much you care about what other people are thinking about you. So it's a lot like our, you know, it's just a different take on kind of a narrow scope, or I should say narrow and deep.
you know, our book is more a broad spectrum of all different kinds of self-worth issues where with Facebook, I just kind of look at the one, the one thing.
Well, it's a good book because the other day I was flipping through it, and I was like, I remember this, and it's funny, okay, but it's so true. It's just true, and it's your Di's got a wicked sense of humor, as you guys can tell on the show, and and this book isn't funny. It's just funny, but so true. And you did a good job with it. It's one of my favorites. So anyway, you guys got a couple books to choose from, and we will see you on Tuesday night. And it's all about manifesting, making things happen. And on Tuesday, we're going to talk about some new techniques for healing. So I'm super excited about it. You guys have a great now, Di. Thank you. I know you just got home and you're with your family. I appreciate you doing the show with me as usual. You're amazing and wonderful. And I will talk to you later. Take care, everybody. Have a good night.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.